Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, what's up?
Doc, how you doing, man? What's going on, man? Man, we got to get into this game, man.
We really do.
We got to dive into this game, man.
Straight into it.
Oh, man, before I lose the rest of my doggone hair.
Just shave it. Just go like me. Just shave it.
Tell me what you've seen, Doc. Tell me what you've seen.
I saw one of the most exciting games you're going to see. But I'll tell you something that I couldn't wait to talk to you about. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I bet a lot of people on the East Coast experienced this. But the game actually cut out at the end of the game, whether you had satellite, cable, whatever, it cut out. So you could hear the game, but the last 2 minutes of the game, you couldn't see. So I was like, oh my goodness, what happened? What? And I felt like I reverted to 1948 and I was just listening to the radio because I couldn't see what was happening. But how did that happen? How did Atlanta to blow a lead like that?
Doc, let me tell you something, man. And you know, it's so funny. You watching the game, and I'm watching the game, and I'm telling everybody, I said, this is all going to change in the fourth quarter. Let me tell you why. You know, and this is sometimes my frustration with offensive coordinators and, you know, and high-powered offenses, right, who go into a game really thinking about, no discredit, but really thinking about, it's all about scoring points. It's not really about scoring points, Doc. It's about defending points. It's about having the offense enough to change field position. So let me tell you, one, I'm going to tell you two key things, Atlanta. I'm about to lose my mind. And you will think that they have learned their lesson from what Seattle done on the one-yard line 2 years ago against New England. Doc, they get the ball, Doc. It's 28-12. It's 28-12. Listen to me. It's third down and 1.5, 2 yards. Devontae Freeman's best skill is to run the freaking football. If you run that football on that play, Doc, the call sack fumble never happens.
Right.
See, so now you put Devontae Freeman in a position that, and let me tell you about these, how coordinators confuse how they don't really understand their personnel when they're in championship games like that. If you had the choice to do that all over again, would you say, A, I'm going to give Devontae Freeman and let him run downhill, or B, I'm going to let Devontae Freeman fan to the right and try to put a block on a linebacker that he whiffed on? Really?
Right.
Really? So on that drive never happens, Doc. I'm just telling you the simplicity of sports. Let me tell you why the New England Patriots continuously win. They are the most simple thing you will ever have when you have a Brady and a Belichick thought process. Mm-hmm. Because all it is chess. It's chess. You get back down the field, Doc. You up by eight. It's the fourth quarter. The clock ticking down. You make a big throw on third down after a penalty that takes you back. Gabriel catches the third down, Doc. Doc, listen to me. It's the ball is at the 32-yard line. You then probably at a 45 to 47-yard field goal inside of a dome.
Right.
Which means if you run that ball and gain in any more yardage, you then kick a field goal and make it an 11-point game with 3 minutes to go on the clock. Guess what they do, Doc? They want to drop back and throw. Matt Ryan, hey, hello, wake up. You're in a football game. People coming at you, so why the heck you standing there? Throw the ball away. You cannot take a sack right there. So, the reason why I'm going to say this next statement about TB, Tom Brady is the best quarterback I've ever seen play the game for this simple reason. He keeps it stupid simple.
Yeah.
Stupid simple. Doc, oh man, think about all the times. I mean, I could go back numerous of plays and show you the times that the Devontae Freeman beat the linebacker one-on-one every time for a simple check down. Now, what Matt Ryan didn't throw, this little young running back for New England had more yardage than any running back has ever had in a Super Bowl receiving. Receiving. So think about the opposites of that. And see, it's interesting because, you know, you talk about all these tangibles and things that can happen or can't happen. But I always say in championship football, what will be tested the most is your fundamentals. They're going to test to understand, will you play a patient game against us? If you got New England up 28-3, and this is me going on the defensive side, and this is why I think defenses are losing the essence of what a team defense feels like. I'm telling you, if Tom Brady walks on a football field and Tom Brady sees number 37, the free safety of the Atlanta Falcons, sitting in the middle of the field flat-footed, you know what coverage he knows he has? He knows I have cover three, I have cover one. When every time they've done the motion from the outside with an outside receiver coming in and he sends the running back out and then brings him back in, he's checking to identify your coverage. And not one time Atlanta did not make one adjustment. Let me tell you, you sit there and watch the game as a defensive player, and then you ask yourself, wow, now I see why young guys won't study against probably one of the greatest quarterback ever, right? You think about the defensive line. The defensive line, don't press Tom Brady from the outside. Push the pocket. Make him get off of his spot. Don't leave him on his spot. If you leave Tom Brady on his spot, he will do what he done the other night. And now, I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm about to tell you right now. That's why it's easy for Tom Brady. It's easy because people let him know from the pre-snap read, they identify what coverage I'm in. Mm. I see a middle safe, and this guy, they're running to the middle of the field.
Great. Your nephew was bringing the heat he was phenomenal of really bringing the heat. What shifted in that last quarter?
I'm telling you what shifted, Doc, because we are creatures of habit. And let me tell you something about my young nephew, man. I'm telling you, a kid that I saw since 5 years old, I'm telling you, a kid that I watched that started begging to work out with me. And I saw a kid who failed many a times in that sand, Doc. He'll tell you, my uncle, ain't nobody training like this. That's our motto. Outwork everybody. Mm. And I watched this boy, the bottom line is the only reason those plays was made, he outworked the man that was across from him, Doc.
Oh, he outworked him. Three
That's
sacks.
All that happened, Doc. That's all that happened. And even after the game, I had to explain to him what it was that I was trying to say to him, that sometimes you get on those big stages and those big stages aren't for the team, because everybody in the team may not be invested the way you are, young man, but your name will now be remembered and respected forever because of what you did in that game. To tie Reggie White for 3 sacks in one game, to make the plays that this kid was making going down the line of scrimmage, see, that's what sometimes pisses me off with offenses who try to get so doggone cute. If you have a defense that's coming in that can hold Tom Brady to 3 points for as long as they did, you compliment them. You keep the field changed on them. You don't think about, oh, we're the best high-scoring offense of the game. You say, don't turn the ball over no matter what you do. Mm. And so you ask, what changed? What changed, Doc, is I wanted you to, if, oh my gosh, you can watch this so clearly. The corners, the secondary showed the exact same look every time Tom Brady walked on the field. Do you understand how easy that is to play football for him?
Okay.
It's just who I throw the ball to, not if I can complete a pass. It's when I'm going to complete a pass. And you think about it, right? We're talking about Atlanta. We're talking about the 27th ranked defense in football even coming into the game. You think about why they got the number one scoring offense in the NFL history to walk in a Super Bowl. So, yes, they're always playing with a lead. But what happens when you have to stop somebody? Right. I'm watching them play. I'm watching communication. One person was communicating on that field, and that was number 37, the free safety, was trying to get everybody else lined up to try to alert them what was coming next. Nobody else said one word. I'm watching the game from eagle's eye view. Mm. So it's a whole bunch, man. But if you're into the game, if you're really into what makes champions is I will find your weakness even when you don't think I'm watching you, man.
Okay.
Like I'm watching you. Go ahead.
Well, so there's something I wanted to ask you about, and it's something that I noticed from the outside. And that is, at no point did Brady or the Patriots, did their body language look down. Like, the entire time they looked like, okay, let's go, this play. And that, to me, that was extremely impressive. And, you know, as a Steeler fan, it's not easy for me to say that, but I'm telling you, it was extremely impressive champions to watch.
Champions don't fret, man. Champs are prepared, man.
So when you were out there and you're on the field and you're down, what is your mindset knowing that, you know, let's say you're down like that, because let's say that deficit, like whatever, 28-12 at that one point, what are you thinking? What are you saying to your team?
Let me tell you not only what I'm saying, but let me tell you how personal it is what I'm saying. I'm having at least 9 conversations every 30 seconds, and every conversation is different. I'm looking at Scissor saying, Scissor, slow your pass rush down. I need you to make sure you hit that offensive tackle, but don't let Brady get outside. I'm telling Helody, listen, fade to your left. I need you to stay to your left, because every time he's starting to fade, he's going to hit you right up the middle. Ed, listen, stay your behind back deep, but if he pump and go me, I'm going to need you to take care of me. Listen here, I'm telling you, Jimmy, stay there. Just jam the corner, wait for number 2 to come break out, because when he breaks out, elevate. Trust me when I tell you, when his running back come through the freaking hole, you take him. I'm going to slide on the opposite side. He going to think you got him. Absolutely, man. It's called expansion of the mind. It's called playing the game. That's why when I was on the field and played with these dudes, man, that's why I'm telling you, when I played against the Braiders and stuff, I'm like, what you think going to work can't work. We too dominant for that.
I love listening to you about this, because I want our listeners to understand we're in the inside of the mind of the greatest linebacker. And here it is that you're saying it like you're ready to be on the field right now. I can feel your energy. You're ready to be on the field right now.
Doc, I was on the field on Sunday because I'm starting to watch the essence of great defense be lost. The essence of great defense, just like what in a relationship, is communication. There's no more communication. There's no more. They come out. Listen to me, bro. They come out on the goal line, the second 2-point conversion. Brady comes out. He audibles and goes and get 80 to go out. 80 goes out. Before 80 go out, I'm already telling my corner, hey, lock the number 2, man. You stay with him. Ed, I want you to go ahead and shoot it. If he come up under you, if he go over the top, I'm gonna overlap you, Ed, and I'm gonna go to the top side. But Ellaby, make sure you got my back, because if he shake route me and get by me, I'm gonna need you to make sure you take care. And bro, talk through the game, talk the game out, make plays. Don't, bro, both corners who was covering that one dude, they were 2 yards in the end zone. He needs 1 yard to get in the end zone. Bro,
that's basic. That's basic. You're basic. Right. That comes back to what you were saying about Brady having the game being simple. That's basic. You need 2 yards to get in. You can't play 3 yards out.
He looked out there and saw that both of those corners were sitting in the end zone. Do you know how easy that throw is for him to pick up that throw and say, easy completion?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, look. That's why I told you why I want to make sure I'm clear with this. I watched this dude I played against this dude, and he makes your game go to the next level. And if you don't take it to the next level, if you want to party while he watching film, then that's the disrespect you show to the game. Because it showed that them boys did not study Brady. You can tell, man, you got to study that man. You can't go into a battle against that man playing, looking like that man and not communicating with nobody. Man, them corners, they didn't have a clue all game. Doc, I'm telling you this. The reason why I said this years ago, why I thought Tom Brady was the best against the best quarterback I've seen, is because he's going to identify what you're in, and then he's going to find your weakest link, and that's where he's going. And so one of the counters to him finding that, or trying to find that weak link, is having a mind like mine on the opposite side, knowing what my weakness is. See, it's another thing for somebody to know your weakness, but you don't know it.
Right.
See, when I knew my weakness, I knew where to lean to my weakness. So if my weakness was my nickel man, I'm going to tell my nickel man, if you lose inside, because I got your help inside. But you can't lose outside because I can't help you out there.
No, man, but I'm, you know what? That's I hit on this. I work with a lot of college athletes all throughout the country, and one of the things I say is, if you watch film of yourself and you can identify what people are watching on you, and you can look at yourself with a critical eye and say, "This is my weak spot. This is what I need to work on." And what I'm hearing from you is, defenses need to really understand, where are they going to hit on me? And what you just said was, I think, profound for every listener to understand. Understand, no matter what sport you play, no matter what business is in, you just said, if you want to party while someone else is watching film, you're going to lose every time. I love listening to you this pumped up about it.
Doc, because I tell you this, and take this through life, the predictable man is usually the man that complicates the moment. The predictable man, the man you can look on a football field and say, oh, he's sitting in the same position he was last play. Oh, I know exactly what he's doing. Oh, I take the same route to work every day. I take the same. So I can't meet no new opportunities. I can't see nothing different. Sometimes you got to take a different route to work, right, just to bump into a different blessing.
Right. And so you're saying with the corners taking the same look every time, it became so easy. We got so much to get to. Look, we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we got a whole lot more about the Super Bowl and Super Bowl week. We'll be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Tackling Life podcast is now taking your calls. If you have a question or comment for us, just call 646-762-4432 and leave us a message. We might play it on a show. That's 646-762-4432. You can also message us through our website, tacklinglifepodcast.com. There you'll find links to all our social media, information about our guests, ways to subscribe to the podcast, and much, much more. That's tacklinglifepodcast.com. All right, we're back. We're talking Super Bowl, and I love listening to Ray be this fired up, because the lessons he's teaching is not just about football. It's about life, about being prepared. But let me just take a break and step back for a minute, because you were talking about Devontae Freeman and not running. And I want to know, if you're in the mindset, if you're Marshawn Lynch and you're watching them throw right there, what are you thinking?
Bro, once again, man, I'm telling you, you know, the greatest frustrations that you can have as a defensive player is when you see offensive coaches and coordinators that don't use their talent right. And the only thing that I would say to that is they don't know them off the field. They don't know them outside of the locker room. And that's where you miss the essence of real team, man. New England, people keep wondering why New England is winning. New England is winning because New England is a team. They know the strengths of their personnel. They're not putting people in bad positions. I want you to think, not everybody going to make plays on them, right? It's human error, right? You're going to make plays, you're going to not make plays.
Right.
But I'm just talking about the clutch moments of the game is where they rise to the top. And yeah. However you want to take it, you can hate that team all you want to. Look, you know my feelings about the Patriots. The respect I have for them, but the from a competitor side, I've never liked the Patriots because I love the fight. It was like right. Sugar Ray and Hagler. It was like Ali and Foreman. You know, it's like, I know what you finna do, 12, but baby, I promise you, every time you turn on the computer, I was turning it on. However right. late you stayed up, I stayed up. You ain't going out, I ain't going out either. Yeah.
Well, okay, let me come back to this question about team, because this is something I really wanted to ask you about. Robert Alford, he picks off Brady, he gets a pick six, but this is something that really fired me up. He walks in the end zone after the pick six in a Super Bowl. Now, we all remember Leon Lett jogging in and then getting the ball knocked out. So tell me, like, what was going through your mind when you're watching, Alford walk into the end zone?
You know what? I wish somebody had ever watched both of our Super Bowl victories on the dominance from the first time the ref blew the whistle until the whistle hit triple zeros, man. I'm talking about Doc. Man, ain't nobody playing that, man. We dialed in, man. We are here to punish you, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is not cute out here.
Right.
No, we running. I mean, Ed Reed picking off balls. We picking off balls. We going to the crib, and I'm going to him saying, let's go. We'll party later. Let's finish this.
Right, that's right, what we right.
Saying. Hey, get in the end zone. Throw the ball to the ref, and let's go. Because we finna punish them. No, we right. finna punt. Let me tell you something, bro. That's the difference, right? That's the difference of a person or situations that always look good, but it ain't got no finishing into it. Ain't got no engine into it.
That's what it is. Listen, as a sports psychologist, I sit back and I watch that. And when that happened, I really was out of my mind because I thought that shifts the momentum for a game right there. It shifts the momentum for a game because if you want to finish strong and you show that energy, look, I'm finishing strong. But it was kind of like that showboat. Let me take my time. This isn't that important. And I think that impacts a team. I really like they did twice. They did commercials before the game about little moments in the season that led to openings for both Atlanta and for the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl. Because as you've talked about before, every single play matters. There's not a play out there where you think I can half-ass this play. I don't really have to play hard. Every single play matters in the entire season. And so for me, that was a momentum shifting play because I was like, go, go, go. And then I was like, oh, come on. No, please don't tell me you're doing that. Just get in the end zone.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, the instinct to put people away, I don't know anymore. Like, I don't know if defense is, man, let me tell you something, Doc. Man, this is why, man, I had some riders, man, on my defense, man, that when I looked at them, I say, man, we ain't letting off the gas, man. We finna punish these folks, man. Like, we here to hit them all game.
Mm-hmm.
All game. And so it was magical because when you have something that pure, to the moment you see it, men respond. That's what greatness of defenses look like. that's when it goes from becoming a defense to a brotherhood. And see, that's when you a hard defense to deal with. That's what makes Seattle very hard, because they're a brotherhood, right? They like each other. They respect each other. It ain't all about one person. And so the bottom line is, you remember, man, I went on that ride, right? And I heard everything. And I watched this man win his fifth title this year. And I said, and you know, I got all these talking about, man, you should come back. You should come back. I said, come back to do what? I said, what you asking me to come back for, I've already done. Like, it was like, nah, but you're the only one can play against Brady. Last time I saw Brady, you saw what I done to Brady. Yeah, I ain't coming back. I'm done. You know, if you talk about of my era, the two quarterbacks at that, well, the three, Andrew Luck, first round, Peyton Manning, second round, Tom Brady's third round. Like,
yep.
How else do you go out? There's nobody else to put in front of you.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Yeah, bro. So, man, I respect it to that from that standpoint. And that is, that's me giving them respect. That's not me bragging. That's me saying, man, I'm telling you, I beat three of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like they, I'm never coming back, bro. And I will never attempt to come back. Yeah.
No, but it's a testament to the idea of what you said. If somebody's computer is on, your computer's on. You're up as late as somebody else's. You're studying. You're putting in the work. I hear so much from so many young people. I'm owed this. I'm owed that. I feel like I should just get this. And I think a lot of people don't understand the work it takes when people are tired. I wake up at 3 a.m. to do what I do every day. So it's not, you know, 3 a.m, a lot of people aren't even getting up to pee in the middle of the night. And I'm up. I'm getting ready to start my day.
Especially me, but go ahead.
But I think there's a work ethic, whether we work at right. the beginning of the day or the end of the day, there's a work ethic that we share that says, you're not going to outwork me at whatever you do. And I think if anybody out there really wants to be a champion, that's what it takes. I want to come back to something that you talked about with brotherhood, because I saw a recent study about this, and I think this could help every listener to every team sport on the planet, to every business on the planet, and that's this. They did a study and they looked at the physical contact among the players on a team of champions, and the physical contact among players on the teams of champions was significantly higher, whether that was handshakes, whether they had a special hug, whatever it was, some sort of special shake. It was the connection, and it was the brotherhood. It's the brotherhood that helps people move on to another level, because they realize that they're not just playing for themselves, they're playing for each other.
Especially for defenses. You can go back through the history. You can go back through the Steel Curtain. You can go back to the 85 Bears. You can go back to the 86 New York Giants. You can come all the way up to the 94 Niners. You can come to the Dallas Cowboys defense. You can come to the Purple People. You can go. I can go historically and tell you all of these cultures. People called them defense, but they were cultures of brotherhoods. They were men that walked in a room and they knew more about just what their number was. Mm. They were men that shared moments of kids and understanding everything about what makes that man tick. Mm. And we had brothers enough to look at youngsters and say, come learn this, youngster. Come, don't do that this week. Let's take a step back, and that's what the culture of why it was of why we had to follow the people who did it before us. So now what you see in the game is you see a bunch of kids just running around because they can run fast or jump high.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna find a play. Yeah, you're gonna make a play. But Doc, it's hard work being a champion.
It is. And let me tell you, one of the things I love is, look, life's not a movie, so you don't get to see the behind the scenes look. But there was something that you taught me that I shared with the inmates in the prison I'm working in right now. And I want to show you how that ripple effect extended out. So I was talking about how your whole week up into Pro Bowl week, you had shared on the show that to a certain point, people weren't coming up, soaking in the knowledge. Like my projection was, I see Ray Lewis and I go, teach me everything. I mean, you know, for me on a personal level, I couldn't wait to lift with you. You taught me how to lift a certain way, and I changed how I was lifting in my, late 30s. I'm like, okay, this is how you lift, this is how I'm going to start lifting. So it blew my mind that people weren't just trying to soak in what you had to say. So I shared this with the inmates, and I talked about in my group, and I said, look, if you want something that somebody has, you have to watch the most successful people. If somebody is out there and they're the best at the best, if you have an opportunity to talk to Ray Lewis and you have any even interest in football, you better soak up every ounce of wisdom he's willing to give you. And so I said for my group, and I really want our audience to hear this, I said, if your goal in life is peace, you need to find somebody who you see has peace and figure out what it is they're doing and go get it. And just to let you know, because of that story and your impact, I want you to hear this. I want our audience to hear this. But a gentleman came up to me after the group and he said, you know what? I really noticed how you handled things. And you talked about coming up and asking people for something. He said, so I want to know, how do you handle a specific event? And so that's already making a ripple effect. That's already reverberating. Like we say, if you see greatness, why not watch that? Why not go after that and learn from that?
Doc, that's the difference. That's the difference of when we were really taken knowledge from each other and passing it down, right? The wisdom of application, being a sponge. You know, it's a different time now.
Mm-hmm.
Early stardom, quick stardom, and you know your stars now on the internet before you even done anything.
Right.
And so now you just, it's different now, and that's what's kind of scary, because the essence of grinding to get through it doesn't exist anymore. And so a lot of kids think they got it all figured out, you know, from every level. And
right.
Still to this day, me being 41 years old, one thing I do more than anything is I listen, I study, and I ask more questions than anybody I know. Because the last thing I'm going to do is not know, because of keeping my mouth closed.
Right.
But it's a different world, man. And that's why I don't push no relationships on no young players, no nobody. You want to talk to me, I'm open. But if you think I'm finna call and text you every blue moon, it ain't going to happen, man. I want to talk to somebody who are trying to really do something with their lives or do something with their careers.
It's, you know, true.
And so that's the biggest difference. That's the biggest difference. And that's the kids, too. You know, I tell my kids this all the time. I can tell when you're doing something wrong or you're raising yourself, because I don't hear from you. Mm. And when I hear from you, it's always fix something, buy something, or can you ask me something? Mm. Yeah, it's never, hi, how you doing? Good to hear, just checking up on you, nothing, because it don't exist no more.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a different world. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I really want to hit on a point you talked about, and I think there's a difference between being a star and being truly great, and we really want to hit on that when we come back. So we'll be right back after this.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we're back. You know, Ray, you talked about, you know, so many young people, and I believe it's true, on the internet, I can get famous real quick. I can do something really fast, and hey, people know me for a minute. But there's a difference between that and being truly great. And you have talked about, lived, and you continue to teach the consistency of what you do. So for me, the question is, how do we instill this consistency in young people to understand truly what it means to be consistent with what they want?
Doc, let's just speak facts. You go up and look at the sky right now, you're going to find a falling star. Come somewhere. All stars fall. All stars fall, no matter where they start from. It ain't the star that you're looking to be. Right? It's the planet. It's the core of who you are. It's becoming, it's making the name greater than stardom. It's taking on the field and appreciating just like off the field. It's taking knowledge and saying, I don't know enough, so let me go research it more so I can learn enough. But the difference between a star and a true legend is his selfishness to be great. And great ain't found in plays. Great is found in every day being obedient enough to repeat what you know hurts. Stars are just running fast and catching passes. Great ones are failing because they're trying something that they know they may never achieve it. But if they never go after it full throttle, they'll never know the real truth.
I love that. You used a phrase, and I've shared it on the show before. I still use it. I use it every day. I did it yesterday morning when I was doing my lifts at the gym. But you talked about the word mimic. Like you said, whenever you do a set, whenever you do a rep, your next goal on the next rep is to mimic what you did before. So I literally just use that phrase. I say mimic, mimic, mimic. And I love it. And it's ingrained in me now because I listen to you. And I for any athlete out there in any sport, they need to understand this. When you talk about greatness being found in every day, repeating what you know hurts, but repeating what you know is going to get you to where you want to be, it means it's not pretty. It's not always going to be pretty. And yes, you're going to fail. But repeating it on mimic, I mean, that's the key to greatness.
That's what gives you your swagger. It's because you've repeated it so many times that you're a creature. Like if you ever studied the science of Bruce Lee. He created the repetition by making sure he repeated the exact repetition. That's why when he fires with everything at one time. It's having the mind sync that this is the way I work. And that's what, listen to me, people, something, if it never challenges you to step out of your comfort zone, you will never see greatness. Stardom is easily in today's time because we have social media, we have all these things that can make you an early star. But the only thing that leaves you around forever is people watching how repetitive you was to the consistency of how they know it felt. They knew it was painful, but that you kept going. That's why I tell people about messages. That's why I tell people about being careful what you're giving out, because either you're giving life or you're giving death. It's simple. It there's no in between. And it's the same thing. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And true great ones never settle. I'm 41 and I work harder now than I was working when I was in the game.
Yeah. No, listen, this is, I want to spread this message out. I want this to echo out there for people because I want this to go beyond sports. I want this to go into the realm of the depth of life. And that's this. I liked when you said that's what gives you swagger. So I'm an avid meditator. I meditate every day of my life. I work consistently with some of the most violent criminals convicted in the country. And I maintain a calmness, and I almost have a swagger about, I can walk into a situation that's highly volatile and I can maintain that calmness because I've practiced it over and over again. So what you and I are talking about transcends sports. That's why we talked about from the very beginning calling this Tackling Life, because we are tackling life. Every ounce of this in sports and greatness is the same exact recipe with what translates to be your best in life. And for me, when you practice something over and over, it's not, hey, I'm going to meditate. For me, let me just talk about for meditation and maintaining peace and calmness. It's not, I'm going to do this once a week. I'm going to do this, every couple weeks one time. It's every single day methodically. And when you do it long enough, what you find is the same level of control, or the level of control that you want over yourself. So whatever it is that you're dealing with, the bottom line is consistency leads to greatness.
Yeah, man. Become consistent with your spirit. Spend enough time with your spirit. That's what meditation does for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then you got to become consistent with your physical too, mm-hmm. right? I mean, don't be the most spiritual person in the world and meditative person in the world, but then ain't taking care of the body.
Right.
Then you got to do the same thing with the mind.
You're right.
Right? You got to do it all over. And guess what, Doc? It's not pretty.
Right.
But I tell you what it does. It gives you the opportunity to be Tom Brady right now holding up five rings.
Yeah.
Because of consistency, man. Because of simply saying, yo, you want to do everything else. This is what I'm going to choose to do right now while I'm playing. I'm going to give it everything I got. Now, you remember, he's been pissed off a long time since he went sixth round.
That's right.
But one thing I always tell people is one thing being pissed off. It's another thing being prepared when your opportunity presents itself, like when Drew Bledsoe went out. Mm. And he steps in and they don't miss a beat. That's how his leg started. Not that he beat somebody out. It's the story of my life, personally. From high school to college to the NFL. I never bottom line took nobody's job, but boy, was I prepared. Oh my gosh. And one motto, I tell people this all the time, is one thing you don't ever do to me, don't ever lose your job to me, because you ain't never getting it back. No, it's just that, man. And that's what, you know, and that's why every week, you know, I think what excites me is that, you know, we have channels now that we can really share like enlightening things with people. And hopefully, you know, and even all about the responses, Doc, I must say this, that I at one point I stopped counting because it got to start to get ridiculous of the people that I started running into that faithfully listened to our podcast. Mm. That faithfully, man. Like they looking for that one word, that one piece of motivation, that one thing, you know, me and you are going to say. And then a bunch of them be hitting me now and say, y'all need to laugh more, man. Like, y'all just laugh more. And so I think it's important that we understand that we are going down the right path, that we are feeding people the right things. Remember, we ain't trying to be always the right people. We just trying to give you something to make your life better.
100%. I love that you talked about body, mind, and spirit, because I went to military for school for a year after high school, and our motto was body, mind, and spirit. And there's a psychologist, William Glasser, who was known for talking about the real keys to life were belonging, power, freedom, and fun. And he was the first psychologist to really talk about fun. And one thing that our audience is starting to learn about us is you and I have, we have a lot of fun together. That's a fact.
Doc, I believe throughout the course of a day, if we got 24 hours in a day, if you're not laughing 16 of those, something wrong. You got to change. You got to change some formula in your life. I'm going to laugh all day. Man, I was charging my Tesla the other day, and this man come across there. He come across the curb, Doc. And I'm not picking at him now, so don't think I'm picking that. But he had this walk that I can tell you he had to piss so bad, but he couldn't run to get there.
So, that's that walk you
said. Oh man, that's that walk. You can't run, because if you run, it's gonna come out. So
that's the walk you saw from me how many times on Coaching Bad. You're like, can somebody please please get him a Porta Johnny? Look, the Porta Johnny comes right there.
And next that's time. When I know, man, you need a break. When you start twitching and them boots start hitting together. And I start wrapping up my session. And I say, oh no, don't say nothing else. He got a piss. Lord, he got just a piss.
I just start hitting your leg. Wrap it up.
Oh man!
Hey, the people come by, or people come by. Hey, you guys need another water? No, I'm good. I do not want another water. I'll take an empty bottle though.
Yeah, no, man. But I think you know, I was telling somebody this today, man. That you know, I posted something earlier, you know, about really kind of, you know, letting people kind of dictate who you are, you know, or even listening to people, you know, about who you are, who you're supposed to be or whatever, you know. And it's like we listen to so many things now, Doc, that other people say about us, man, you know, that is crazy, you know. And then, you know, you hear all these different people, you know, that's going through so much, man. And that's why I tell you, as a friend, man, I think it's our duty to keep going and keep inspiring people, man. But these lessons, I think people really need to, they really need to practice them for themselves. If you don't believe half of what we're saying, just look around at the examples that came before you. You know, the only thing I would challenge young athletes to do, man, is they're going so fast, they're missing the essence of it. Because one day, you have to get on this side of it where I'm at. And man, it's humbling, bro. It's humbling to hear the things that people say about me as a man, about my brand, and about why they follow me. And that's what I believe the true reward of life really is. Mm. It's to go through life, to let God use you enough to where when somebody see you, they see a glimpse of him. Like they see light, they see hope. They see a sharp frequency, man. And I don't know, I think the essence of it, you know, of what life is about, we're losing it because everybody wanna be popular. Everybody wanna make money. Everybody wanna be a star. And you know, you listen to all these people, you know, feud about this, feud about that, or, you know, go at somebody because they did this, or go at somebody else because they did that. I'm going to give the world something. Make sure your house in order first before you worry about anybody else's house. Because that's where we are as a country, and that's the confusing part in our country, is that we've opened up access to just not only ignorance, but we've opened up access to ignorance, evil, stupidity, just embarrassment, all of the above. And the only way to take that back is make sure that your house is in order. Mm. And that's what I think tackling life is all about. It's like tackling these issues to make sure that people want to follow you for the right reasons. Everybody that's being followed, I guarantee you ain't sending people the right direction. Mm. Everybody that got money and may have gotten popular because they got people that believe in them, I can guarantee you, sooner or later, we all got to walk through that same door of judgment. Mm. So be careful. Just be careful of the message that you're leaving. And if you want to do something, don't just be a star. Become a superstar. because a superstar but then come legend, and a legend but then come legendary, and legendary means you live forever, whether you're here or not.
I love it. And you and I, we have this crazy same frequency. We're always on the same frequency. But I literally just said at the end of my last group today in the prison, I said, a gentleman asked me in the group, he said, how are we supposed to deal with all of this, with everything that's going on in the world, with people's perceptions? And I said, right now, you don't need to start with the entire world. You need to start with you. Like, you really need to go inward, because when you go inward, that's what you need to take care of. That's the only thing you can control. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. From there, you'll find links to our pages on iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get to all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. There are also links to the Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages where you can become a part of the Tackling Life community and give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. And please help spread the word and bring in new listeners by giving us a rating and review on our iTunes page. The more ratings and reviews we have, the higher our ranking and the easier it is for new people to find the show. Until next time, for Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.